That's coming up later in the show, but first, it may not feel like this outside right now, but a new year is about to begin for many cities in Michigan, a new fiscal year. Cities revise their budgets all throughout the year, but July 1st marks the starting point of a new fiscal year for most of our cities. And as those budget plans get finalized, our team has been digging into how cities are handling calls to defund police. Michigan Radio's newsroom analysis shows that out of Michigan's 20 largest cities, almost all plan to spend more money on police in the coming year, not less. Here to talk with us about what we found is our data reporter, Nisa Khan. Hey, Nisa.
Hi, happy to be here.
And West Michigan reporter Dustin Dwyer is here as well. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. Dustin, a lot of people first heard about the movement to defund policing after the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And we all saw the demonstrations in the streets in Michigan last year. But how much did this movement really affect things in city halls?
It affected them a lot. And in more than a few cities, this was the topic that residents were calling into city council meetings the most about. I live in Grand Rapids and I follow Grand Rapids City Council meetings, so I knew about this and heard about it nearly every meeting. But in doing the reporting for this, we also have this new tool at Michigan Radio. We call it Minutes, and it generates these automated transcripts of city council meetings. And we were able to search the transcripts of all these meetings. You just find mention after mention of police budgets, people calling in to say what they think about police budgets, and in many cities calling to defund the police budgets. I brought you a sampling of some of the comments we heard. Here's one. Here's Yvonne Jones. She called into a Detroit City Council meeting in April.
It is time for us to look at these budgets closely. The police budget needs to be defunded. There's too much money being spent on the police and not enough on the people of Detroit.
And here's another sample from a woman who called into the Lansing City Council meeting. She gave her name as Danielle.
And so I'm pleading with you, please do not give this money to them without the stipulation that it has to go towards mental health help and real mental health help. That's not just if you're crazy, we'll shoot you. And that's our way of dealing with you.
So in cities like Detroit, Dearborn, Lansing, Kalamazoo, and Grand Rapids, we heard a lot of calls to defund police, and they far exceeded the calls that supported the police. But there were still a lot of people who called into city council meetings who did support police. And you could hear that especially in, say, Flint, where residents complained of rising crime, gunfire, and drag races in the streets. And here's one resident who called into Flint City Council meeting on May 24th. Her name is Tanya Burns.
We need to have a hiring campaign, a massive hiring campaign for police officers. We need to make sure that we're offering them some incentives. We need to make sure that we're offering them a livable wage.
So you did hear the conversation. There were people sort of on both sides, but in many cities, in most cities in Michigan, the calls to defund definitely outweighed the calls for supporting police.
Nisa, you've been actually digging into the numbers for city budgets. Were you able to find any cities that actually are defunding their police to any degree?
Not really, no. As speaking of Flint, the biggest decrease we saw was in Flint. Their police budget was set to drop by $1.8 million. But Flint's mayor, Sheldon Neely, says that the city's overall deficit this year, and they worked hard to make sure they're not cutting any officers. The $1.8 million comes from mostly savings and healthcare plans. So no services will actually be affected.
And I'm very proud of the fact that hardworking men and women are out there every day, especially through a pandemic, to be able to provide a level of service.
Two cities are reducing staff. Ann Arbor is reducing its police force by 5 officers. Those are officer positions that are currently vacant. The city plans to increase staffing in its housing department and is currently working on a program to include social workers in responding to emergency calls.
So that is the flip side to calls to defund police departments, right? Activists say they want city leaders not just to take money out of the police budget, but to then put it into social services that they say would prevent the conditions that lead to crime. Nisa, are cities investing more in those services next year?
It seems that way, but it's not something that's going to happen overnight. The idea of including more social workers in responding to emergency calls has been relatively popular. Ann Arbor, Sterling Heights, Lansing, Livonia, and Grand Rapids all plan to add either social workers or other mental health professionals to their emergency response teams in the coming year. Outside of that, it's a bit difficult to track exactly what counts as social services in the city budget. It can include a lot of things in various departments, And it's not always reported by like line by line.
For sure. Well, it sounds like some of these cities spend a lot more on policing than on other programs. Nisa, you dug into a little of the history there. What did you find?
Yeah, so University of Michigan professor Christian Davenport kind of explained this to us. He says it started in the late 1960s, where cities started bumping up the police budget in response to apparent rising crime, but also poverty. And at the same time, we saw the privatization of hospitals and mental health facilities getting shut down.
It's interesting, right? The defund conversation that we have now is simply a reallocation. Well, we had another reallocation then, and it was away from a bunch of these social services and towards the police. And then all we've seen, basically, that got institutionalized. And now we're trying to rejigger this kind of reallocation process. Unfortunately, it's taken place decades later.
And Davenport is also generally critical of the way governments here in the U.S. have kind of responded to people who experience economic hardship. He says that too often, the response is to over-police people in these communities.
Dustin, most cities have now, by this point, finalized their budgets for the next fiscal year, and planning for next year has already started. What comes next for the cities and, I guess, for the movement?
Yeah, budgeting in these cities really is kind of a year-round thing. So there will be amendments that will come up throughout the year, and it could change the funding for the police departments as the year goes on. One big thing is the pandemic rescue plan that will send a lot more money to cities. So there will be a lot of discussions about how to spend that money. But also, a lot of activists are looking for more structural changes, not just the year-to-year budget items, but to actually go in and change city charters. And this will be a big deal in a couple cities in Michigan. And it'll even be on the ballot as soon as this August. In Detroit, there's a charter revision commission that's been working for years and has already issued recommendations that could totally revamp policing in the city. That would include more oversight and a budget review of the police department's budget. But that ballot item, these recommendations, that is facing a challenge from the state attorney general over legal deficiencies. City voters in Detroit will get a chance to vote on those recommendations, but it's not clear yet how those will be implemented and what happens after the vote. And then also in Dearborn, there is a vote coming up in August where people can decide whether they want to reopen the city's charter and perhaps make changes to it. There are no recommendations for what those changes might mean, but voters will get a chance to say whether they want to take a look at it. And in Grand Rapids, where I live, activists are talking about changing the city charter. There's nothing really on the books yet. Or there's no timeline for that yet. But in Grand Rapids, there is a charter requirement that the police department gets no less than 32% of the city's general fund spending. So people who want to make a big difference in police department spending are really looking at that and looking at charter changes. And here's an example of one person, a woman named Allie, who's one of the activists in Grand Rapids who spoke at a Black Lives Matter rally this year.
We're going to keep going. All good things take a long time to happen. And if it takes us even longer, it's not going to stop us. We're not going to give up.
So as we've said, in the past year, there has not been major changes to many police department budgets in Michigan or any police department budgets in Michigan. But this is not slowing down the people who started this call last year. And there are things to keep an eye on as soon as this August.
Do you get the sense that a lot of the increases in police spending that you did find, that most of those were due to the charter conditions in cities like Grand Rapids and Dearborn and Detroit? I mean, how much of this is mandated and how much of it was discretionary?
Well, some of it was mandated, but not necessarily by charter. A lot of the increases we saw in cities were simply pay increases that were required in the union contracts, not exclusively, but you would see in the budgets, you say a 2-3% salary increase, salary and benefit increase for police officers. That was all agreed to in union contracts that were already put in place. So some of this, these personnel costs were already sort of baked in. And if cities hadn't gone in and just flat out eliminated police officer positions, then the costs were set to rise. So, you know, you can figure in any city and really in any department, wages and salaries are going to go up most years. And so unless you're eliminating positions or just cutting things out of the budget, you could see naturally the budgets will just increase.
Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer and Nisa Khan. Dustin, Nisa, thank you so much for your work on this.
Yeah, thanks for the conversation.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
You can find their story on police budgets in Michigan at michiganradio.org.